Now, from Kansas State University, Milk Lines, up-to-the-moment information for today's dairy producer. Here's K-State Research and Extension Dairy Specialist Mike Brook.
Today I'd like to visit with our Kansas dairy farmers concerning feeding water to calves that are on a liquid diet. It's kind of interesting. There was a survey taken across the United States in 2014 that looked at some of our practices that we utilize in raising dairy calves. One of the more interesting observations from that survey was that dairy farmers typically wait many days before they start offering calves water. Yes, you are feeding a liquid diet, and you feed that diet 2 to 3 times a day, but calves still need water, basically from the first day of age, to increase their dry matter intake. This later on will be very important to their milk production and their first lactation. And in some cases, we look at accelerated growth research that stimulates growth in the early part of the calf's life. That can result in an additional 1,500 pounds of milk during the first lactation. One of the other issues that we sometimes run into on dairy farms during the summertime, particularly during the heat stress, is the fact that the calves may run out of water sometime during the day. Typically, animals are fed a liquid diet both morning and evening, and the water is refilled during that time. You may want to check those water buckets sometime around noon each day or 1 o'clock to see if they're still full. If they're empty, we may need to add another water feeding during that part of the day, at least while it's hot. This is Mike Brook with K-State Research and Extension, encouraging our dairy farmers to check on the calf water available in their calf area.
Milk Lines, produced by the Department of Communications at Kansas State University. This is the K-State Radio Network.